Hey, this is Dr. Patty Sadala. Welcome to my Experience Jesus podcast.
Hey, this morning I am so excited to introduce you to a colleague of mine, Wiley Smiley. Will you share with people, Wiley, how you know me and communion with God and Spirit Life Circles?
So, Patty, thanks for having me on. Yeah, so my connection with you came through a couple named Margaret and Tony Cornell. I'm part of their ministry in the United Kingdom called Hearing God's Voice UK. And I joined their team in 2019. And basically, we teach the four keys to hearing God's voice here in the UK. And also sometimes in Europe and wherever God wants to go. Anyway, been doing that since 2019. And then in 2020, I think it might have been 2019, I met you through them. And then you started talking to us about the Spirit Life Circles. I think Margaret started it first and recommended me to you. And then after that, we met. And then I started the Spirit Life Circle group in February 2020. And since we've been in connection since then. So
yeah. And so obviously, Wiley, you don't sound like you're from the UK.
No,
so
I don't. No.
Tell us a little bit about where you're actually hail from and how you wound up in the UK.
Yeah, so I'm from obviously American, and I grew up in a place called Hamilton, Ohio, which is just outside Cincinnati, Ohio. And so, I spent my young years up to 23 in Cincinnati area. And then I joined the military when I was 23 in 1995. In 1996, I got an assignment to come to the United Kingdom. And that's how I came here. So I came here in July 1996 with the United States Air Force. And yeah, just God's hand on my life a lot, even though I didn't realize at the time. And come fast forward to 2003, I rededicated my life back to Christ and being backslidden away from him. And then I've been on the spiritual journey ever since. And so that's really sort of what brought me here.
Yeah, and when you were talking about training the four keys to hearing God's voice, I'm going to translate that for our listeners. That is teaching the dialogue journaling tool we use on this work on this podcast. So Wiley is a mentor for us on the Spirit Life Circles team, and so he knows all about how to do the stuff that we're doing here. And in fact, you're here, aren't you, Wiley, because you want to share a story with us of some angel encounters that you had and what that's done in your life, what they had to say to you and what you learned from it. And so share, if you would, your two angel encounters.
Yeah, so last year around October, we started really dealing with health issues directly in our family and indirectly. And so what happened was my stepdaughter, Laura, had got really ill. And my sister-in-law, Jackie, got ill at roughly about 2-week period. And both their illnesses almost led to death. And fortunately, been really praying, seeking the Lord about it. You know, we just went into a real prayer time. And fortunately, they both came through. And anyway, from that experience, one night, the Lord sends me a warrior angel to discuss to me about what had happened, because it was such an intense time for us.
Wow.
And told me that there was two tornadoes. Well, anyway, in this dream, this experience, this warrior angel came to me and let me know that there were two tornadoes coming towards us. But at the same time, he gave me a tool. He told me to put a silver tent peg in the ground. And my wife was behind me in the dream, and I was encouraging her in the dream. And he wanted to remind me that I warned you before about two tornadoes coming. And now he said, these things that's happened to you now are those things. And so what you need to do is you need to put your tent peg in, a silver tent peg, and this will help you see through the two tornadoes that are coming towards you. And then that was the end of the dream. And so after that, went on ahead, journaled, asked the Lord about the dream, and he told me that specifically it was talking about the attacks of illness coming on our family. And at that time, those warnings, we linked it to obviously my stepdaughter and my sister-in-law, but at the same time, we felt like it was an attack against our family. And so that's what we did. We used those dreams to anchor ourselves. And then from there, we just prayed it through. And we've sort of already started coming out the back end of that, because so much God has done in the midst of that. But that dream was a warning dream to us to get ready, anchor down, and don't get discouraged by everything that's coming our way. So.
So the silver tent peg was a message of anchoring.
Yes, yeah, a message of
Anchor.
anchor our, and it was like,
Anchoring. Yeah.
yeah. So it was a message to really to anchor our faith, to trust
Right.
God in His time, not to allow these things to push back. Because it's such, when you're in those times, if anybody's dealt with health issues or whatever the case may be, there's a extreme, sometimes it can be an extreme heaviness that comes on you, a weariness, and the enemy's trying to hit you at all different angles. But if you put that anchor down in Christ, hold on to him, we'll see you through. And that's what the angel advised us in this particular instance. So
So it's interesting too, in the dream. Now, there are other biblical examples of angels and or Jesus directly talking to people in their dreams that actually affect the natural realm. So that's a spiritual experience that actually informs you for a natural one. So that dream told you to anchor your faith. No doubt on the word of God, on the promises of God. How did that manifest for you in your life? How did you begin to take that and make it happen in your natural world?
yeah, sure. So when the Lord sent that to us, the tide had started turning anyway. So it was almost like we were already doing what the dream had advised us to do. So what we did is we went to battle. We prayed. My wife had to rush to the hospital for my stepdaughter, pray with her. But at the same time, the power of God came in the hospital where she was at. And because there's a spiritual seed in her anyway, in Christ, that strengthened her. And just she started getting better slowly but surely. And then on the other instance with my sister-in-law, what happened there is that God really touched her, because her experience was she actually unfortunately got choked in the hospital over some food. Because she had went to the hospital for she had an infection. Anyway, while she was in there, she ate some food. She choked on it there, and then they had to. She almost went under for about a few minutes, and we believe possibly she might have passed over, and the Lord healed her and brought her back. And her life, yeah, then things her changed, just her demeanor, her everything sort of changed in that moment of time. So we felt like God was really moving on that, and just walking it out with them day to day. Obviously, they can have their ups and downs, but because of the manifestation of healing that came through that, through faith, trusting God and His promises to bring healing and life into this situation, that's what we saw. And we knew we was going to have to walk it out with them as well. So, so
That's
that's, yeah.
great. Now, there was a second dream. There was a second dream with an angel that
Yeah,
taught you a
so
different lesson. What was that one about?
okay, yeah, so this one came off, it completely caught me off guard. So in the second dream, I'm in this mall, and I see this person, and I go up to the second floor of the mall, and I instantly knew it was an angel, and it's just it looked like a regular person. So I walk over to the angel. And the first question I asked the angel was like, how do you deal with spiritual? Well, I didn't say spiritual sex. I said, how do you deal with satanic attacks? And this angel looked at me like curious, like, that's an odd question to ask me. But I was like, yeah, how do you deal with it? And it was almost like, why are you asking me that question? So he looked at me and he smiled. He said, if we come under satanic attacks, what we do is that we let Satan know that he is under our feet. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah, really. And he says, and I suggest you do the same. And I was like, wow. I was in dream like, wow. And so I said, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And he smiled at me and then he walked off, and that was the end of the dream. And I woke up from that dream. I was like, wow. And the power, man, I woke up from that dream excited. The power of God was on me, like this bold lion thing was over me. And I immediately started confessing that revelation. And you could feel the atmosphere change, like any attacks of doubt, the whatever come over your mind, anger, whatever was coming in my mind just instantly left from that. And then I knew from now on, and I still do it now, is I let Satan know you're under our feet, especially when sickness or something comes in their house. We hit Satan with that one and other things, but we let him know everything's under the feet of Jesus. You're under our feet. And it was Romans 16:20 was the scripture. It says the God of peace will shortly crush Satan under your feet. As far as I'm concerned, it's a done deal. So now we just need to appropriate it in our lives. And so that's
Yeah,
what that
it's
was.
a done deal. And you know what that verse, thank you for sharing that confirming verse too, because what that does is it helps us all, every listener, realize how big God is and how small demons are, and that they are not as big as we make them, and they are only as big as we make them, right? And so we have the authority as children of the living God to just simply declare, decree, and realize that they are nothing unless we give them, unless we think they are. Right. And so that has had to have changed how you look at spiritual attacks.
Yeah, it has, because now I'm a big believer in the inner healing and deliverance ministry. And ever since that day happened, I really use that word all the time. Now it's not, you're not operating from a position where you're always under counterattack and you're under the defensive. It's shifted my focus to be on the offensive now. Like you're not dealing with me like that. So if you come to me, I'm already, because of that word I received, that's my submitting to God. Bible tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. And so for me, it's about you're under my feet, so I'm hitting you from heaven above and allowing the manifestation of that to come in. And normally what happens is there's a peace that comes into the atmosphere. And then from that peace, I know, boom, we're in. I know I don't need, I definitely don't have to have the peace to be there. I just know when I declare that thing with authority and faith, boom, it ain't, the attacks just leaves. I'm not gonna have to deal with all that stuff. And it comes across like, Satan, what are you doing? What are you and your minions actually in my house doing? You know better now. Stop
You
it.
know what
Go.
that reminds me of is another story I heard about this woman that was walking up the steps, and somebody had called and asked for prayer, and she could sense demonic activity, like the problem was related to demons in the house, and she could sense that as she was walking up the steps. And all she said was them, "Do you see who's with me? Do you see who's with me? Get out of here." It was like, it's just that whole understanding. It's a biblical truth for believers, isn't it? I mean, we have the authority of Christ to battle from a position of offense, as you said, and not defense. We are not defending ourselves against the enemy. When we walk into a room, The enemy should shake with fear. And until we understand that, because it's so, and I've said this many times on the podcast, but the enemy sees you the way you see you. And so if you see yourself with great authority and you see yourself covered in Jesus, they see you that way too, and they leave you alone. They quake, they fear, because they know they're under your feet. They know they're under his feet, right? And if you don't know that, they can mess with you. But if you do know that, right, Riley, and it's like, it's interesting because it is an absolute switch. And if you have that understanding and you can easily remember that when you need to, it changes everything, doesn't it?
It does. And you have to remember it as well, especially in times, because sometimes a heaviness may come in of, say you're under a spiritual attack and you come under a heaviness and this discouragement, anger, lust, whatever the case may be. Sometimes you need to make sure you remember that at all times. And you can always ask the Holy Spirit to remind you when you're in those times, because then the Holy Spirit reminds you. And then you use that word and just continue to use it until you sense in the spirit, okay, they've left. And so that's been really sort of the key that, I use. I'm not saying I'm on top of it every day, but as I keep remembering, going back and rereading the dream, going back and remembering what God has said, then you can apply it to your life on a regular basis. So,
Right.
yeah.
And the more you apply it, the more it becomes naturally the way you think.
Yeah,
You
for
know,
sure.
it's that you have experiences of remembering it and having it work.
Yeah.
And the more experiences you have remembering it and having it work, the easier it is to remember it one time at a time. But I like what you said, Wiley, about asking the Holy Spirit to remind you. It's like, hey, if I'm forgetting, just pop in my spirit. Remember? Remember? I mean, that's what the Lord has called us all to do, just even in the communion experiences. Remember. Remember the things God's done. Remember the truths of what he accomplished on the cross. And live in victory. We are new wineskins, right?
Yeah,
To
absolutely.
live in the truth of what Jesus died for us to have. So, is there anything else you want to share? Because this was wonderful to hear just your when we you shared this at our mentor Spirit Life Circle meeting, and I was like, oh my gosh, you got to share this, Wiley. Too good.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is when we're talking about remembering the things that God has said to you. Psalm 77, I think, comes to mind, where we look at a negative situation and we think, sometimes we can think the worst. But God said, go and remember the things I'm doing. Don't look at that situation, because I can change that situation in a heartbeat. And it's just a
Right.
reminder that sometimes we need to go back and remember what God has done in our past to let us know how to step into our future, so we're not succumbing to every little attack that Satan has. You shouldn't, a lot of us, we're seated in heavenly places in Christ anyway. So we
Right.
should be able to see those things through co-laboring with Christ as sons and daughters of the King. So we're way more powerful than we think. And if we could receive that in Jesus' name, then we can operate from that, from a heavenly perspective, more so than an earthly perspective. So that's the thing I want to encourage the audience to really step into, is to trust the Lord when he gives you things, and to remember those days, particularly with the four keys to hearing God's voice. You're teaching everybody about the four keys, and but that those four keys are powerful, because one, the quieting yourself down, you're abiding. That's teaching you how to abide in Christ, to
Right.
seek that intimacy. And then you're looking at Jesus, you're seated in heavenly places, you're seeing Jesus right there. So when all the spontaneous thoughts, the third key comes in, and you can see the pictures and everything God gives to you, then you write them down. And then that's that anchor that you put in the ground, your tent peg, that God can use to move you into the things that he wants you to move. It's a powerful, powerful thing that Lord does. So
It really is. And we talk here on this podcast a lot about the three truths, That when we use the four keys, which is our dialogue journaling tool, when we use those four keys, we are tuning into the God in us. And that those adventures, conversations, and experiences that we have with him transform us into our Christ identity. And it's so great that the Lord can speak to us both while we're awake and in our dreams, and that he uses angels as ministers to help us and help show us things and help serve us in many, many ways. And that's really cool. But what you've also talking about, what you've also covered today, is the being in Christ posture, which is the one where you're clothed in God, you're clothed in his presence, so that you see things through his perspective and you see the enemy as they are truly smaller, weak, powerless compared to God and the Christ you. And so it's so important that people learn that they can do that, that they are clothed in, and clothing is something you see on the outside of your body. And so, you're clothed in Christ. That's what the new wineskin is all about. He has given us his very mind, will, and motion in our hearts in the form of the Holy Spirit. And we have the ability to tap into that with the using the four keys or the dialogue journaling steps. And that's what we do here every episode. So thank you for reminding of that, Wiley. So tell us what you're up to in England and how people can connect with you, and how we can pray for what your ministry is all about.
Yeah, so I think the big thing I'm up to, what the Lord's really saying to us, is to really step into a new wineskin, a wineskin of intimacy, and to experience the kingdom within. So that way you're engaging the heavenly realms with all five senses and being able to see the angels and stuff and engage with them, to talk with them. To talk to the Lord, to see the Lord, to see the Father, to see the Holy Spirit, to see what's in heavenly realms, stuff like that. And then, so that's that. And then write about what you're seeing. So that's been a big thing this year, and just moving forward, is to be what I call the king. I don't call, but the Lord calls the king's herald. And so that's what I do when I write blogs down. My pen name is the King's Herald. Is because I'm taking what's in heaven and I'm heralding it down on the earth realm so that it manifests, and then it can change not only us, but it can change the whole situation around you, the culture around you, to allow God's goodness, his love, and his mercy to come forward, but also his truth, especially in a time like this. So yeah, so those are the big things stepping in this year and watching out and helping to cultivate the prophetic ministry to take the, I sort of say, the negativity that's come, that the prophetic ministry, the prophetic culture has come under at the moment, to watch out for those new emerging voices, to be not to be taken out at this time, to encourage them. And I think part of that is the Spirit Life Circle, being a mentor on the Spirit Life Circle. I have a few prophetic people on my group, and I encourage them to be all that that God has got them to be. And I tell our whole group that, to step into your destiny, step into your purpose, and do not be afraid of that, no matter what the circumstances are. And so that's it in a
Amen,
nutshell.
amen. That's great. So we will put a link below this episode for the King's Herald blog that you write there. And we'll probably put a little something about Spirit Life Circle since we've talked about that today. Wiley, do you have any spots open left in your circle?
So I have two more spots. So I just
Okay.
had another person just join recently, so I need to send you that
Okay.
information. But yeah, so I have two more spots open.
Okay,
And we're
and
going to.
you are in UK time, but it's interesting. Our circle members are able to accommodate quite a lot of time zones. These are Zoom mentored coaching experiences between 1.5 hours to 2 hours long, where people practice exercising the gifts of the spirit together. And there's always a dialogue journaling experience where everybody shares what God is saying to them. And we always learn so much from each other, don't we?
We do.
When we hear God speak through other people, it's very, very powerful. It's one of those things that you have to experience to fully understand how God shows up like that. Yeah, if you are in or within a 2 to 3 hour Zoom or a time zone of Wiley, and you inquire on this podcast and ask me about it.
Yeah, I'll tell
So,
you another thing they can connect with us is on the ministry site in the UK. So we're the ministry I'm part of is called hearinggodsvoiceuk.net. So
okay,
that's
we'll have
here.
that link down there too.
Yeah, and so we're going to be on the 4th of April. We're going to start doing online Zoom teaching the four keys. So it'll be a 7-week course once a week on a Thursday. And then we're just start that back up again.
That might be right around when this airs.
Yeah,
So
okay.
jump on that if y'all can are interested in that and learn how to do this at a very intensive level. Yeah, so
Sure.
wonderful. Well, we will put
Yeah.
all those links below. And stick around, everybody. We're going to have a Jesus encounter after this. But thank you so much, Wiley, for your time. It's been such an incredible blessing.
Hey, no problem. I'm
And we
glad to
pray.
help.
And God bless you and your ministry. And thank you for everything you shared with us today. We learned so much.
You're welcome. God
God
bless.
bless. If this is your first podcast experience with us, you may want to go back to the trailer episode and learn about the biblical foundation for dialogue journaling, our process for experiencing Jesus. This leads you through the first special place encounter with Jesus as a child. This is a starting point for all of our experiences with Jesus. For best results, it is always good to properly posture your heart for your experience by welcoming Jesus' presence with praise and thanksgiving, and playing with him in the special place as a child for a few minutes before asking for anything from him. After taking some time with the Lord in your special place, playing and just enjoying his presence, ask him if there is an issue in your life that you're making bigger than him, and that you're giving the enemy a little bit too much credit for, that he wants to show you how to see yourself as having that issue under your feet, and allow him to show you that in any way that he has for you. And he may even, since this episode was about angels, he may even involve your guardian angel in this encounter. But that's between you and God. Take all the time you need and record it all in your journal. Well, I hope today's episode helped you reframe your circumstance and realize exactly how much more powerful you are because the Christ in you has the authority to address any issue that's trying to rob you of your peace, your health, your direction, your prosperity, and God's plan for you. So anchor yourself in the truth of the Word of God and watch what He can do when you realize exactly how big He is. And I hope you will join us on this podcast adventure. Follow this podcast and forward it to others that you think may be blessed by it. And check out all the links below. They are designed to take you deeper. I thank God for you and bless you in Jesus' name.